This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're continuing in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. The Mechaber said in Siman Kuf Nun Ches Sif Aleph that on pas that you don't say hamoitzi, for example, lachmonios dakois, or on pas above a kisnin, if you're not koivea suda on them, you don't need netilas yadayim. However, avalim kava suda aleim, if you're koivea suda on them, let's say a person sits down and he's not having a piece of sponge cake for breakfast. He's eating a quarter of the whole cake. He's having mamis achaticha ruyelis gabed. He sits down and he has two danishes for breakfast. He has to wash and bench. Does everyone has to do that? Only if your mother's Jewish. Okay? The enoi koivea. Avalim kava sudaleim tsarech netila. You have to wash your hands. Ubracha kamayalapas. Degam hamoitzi uberchas hamazain tsarech al elo. You also have to make hamoitzi. You also have to bench. Im kava sudaleim if he's kaveh sudo kalakaman besimek kuf samaches sif ches. The shir kaveh suda gam ken yizbar sham beizar sham yizbarach. What is the shir kaveh suda? We will explain. V'im kishehischa lechol loyher bedaita lechol rak ma'at. If let's say when he started, I'm just gonna have a half of a Danish. V'yachar kach nim lechol oid kishir kaveh, and then he had two Danishes. Tzach netil zidar berchas hamoitzi. In other words, let's say he started off, I'm only going to have a half a Danish, and then he decides he's going to have, after that, an entire shir of kviya suda, he would have to wash and bench. And make hamoitzi, chamoy shivar sham lekaman besivav ayin sham. Okay, this is part of the myth of the mazon, the mazonos roll. Because what are you eating it for? A snack? Who in the world would eat a mazonos roll as a snack? So you're eating it for breakfast, you're eating it for lunch. You're eating it for lunch, you're kaveh suda. You're kaveh suda. You have to wash. You have to make hamoitzi. And don't use a plastic cup to wash. You have to wash with a real cup.
On the plane, is it a snack?
No. No. All of a sudden on the plane, you don't eat meals. You only eat snacks. No. The location doesn't define what it is. You'd have to wash and bench. Aye, but it says in it in Hebrew language, in Hebrew words, that berchasai mezainos. So I could write anything in Hebrew. I could sell you the Brooklyn Bridge in Hebrew. That doesn't mean that's the halacha. According to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishneh Berurah, you have to wash and bench. Siv Beis. Yesh mi she'omer shem einoy oichel ela pachas mikabea yitol yada v'lo yivarch. There is an opinion, and this is the roikeach, that if you only eat less than a be'a, you could wash your hands, and you don't have to make the bracha of netilas yadayim. Meaning the shir to make a bracha would be kebeya. Says Mishnah Berurah pachas mikebeya hatam mishum de la'inyan tuma pachas mikebeya and mikabel tuma midaraisa. The reason is regarding ritual impurity, less than a beya is not mikabel tuma v'lo yitame al yidei hayadayim, and it's not mitame the hands l'chein yesh loymar degam al anatila legazor. Therefore, there's an opinion that you don't have to wash netilas yadayim oyafsher. Kivon de l'inyan berchas hamazon chashiva achila. Since regarding benching, it's achila, because for berchas hamazon it's kezayis. To come the vachin berchas hamazon al kezayis chashiva gam l'inyan netilas yadayim. So there's a full fledged suffix. What if you have less than a kabeya? On the one hand, legabe tin tuma v'tahara, it's not mekabel tuma. On the other hand, legabe berchas hamazon, you have to bench. So therefore, you wash without a bracha. Let's say it is an egg, but without the shell, that would meet the requirement. Now the Dirshu brings something very interesting. But what about, and this is Davar Yafa Be'itai, but the Noid Behuda Nechsam Sofer brought in Sun Reish Ayin Aleph, they say our eggs are half the size as they once were. So therefore, if you have exactly an egg, you shouldn't make a bracha on the netilah, because it might not be a be'ah. In fact, according to Noid Behuda and the Chassam Sofer, it's not a be'ah. So maybe if something is kashir be'ah, you shouldn't have to make a bracha on the netilah. Says the Shevet HaLevi, no, you would make a bracha. Because the shita of the Noid Behuda and the Chassam Sofer is only a suffik in halacha. We don't buy 100% that the bayim shrunk. And therefore, since it's a suffik, you might have to make a bracha even less than a kabeya on the tilsi dayim. So it's a svek sveka, and on a svek sveka you make a bracha, even though it's not so pashid, by svek sveka you make a bracha. By Sfiras HaOmer we say, on svek sveka you make a bracha. On Sfiras HaOmer we say, if you miss the day, you don't make a bracha. If you're mesupik, if you miss the day, you do make a bracha. But in general, we don't say by svek sveka you can make. Usually we'll say safek bracha is lahakel even by svek sveka. But regarding this svek sveka, this is very interesting. That's amazing. But the Shevet HaLevi says if you have an exact beya, so now it's really a svek sveka. According to the Chassam Sofer and Noid Behuda, you don't have a beya. And I'm sorry, it's a svek sveka to be able to make a bracha. Why? If I have exactly a beya, some poiskim say I can make a bracha with a kezayis. So let's just get this clear for a minute. You need a beya to make a bracha bevadai. If it's a kezayis, it's a suffik. Why? On the one hand, do we say that since you could bench, you could say you make the bracha on the tilsi daim? On the other hand, but it's not mekabel tuma. So we say misafek, you don't make a bracha. But if you have a beya, then, and now you want to say, well, I might not have a beya, because according to Noid Behuda and Chassam Sofer, I don't have a beya. So we say like this. Many poskim say you do have a beya. And even if you don't have a beya, maybe you could still make the bracha on a kezayis. By the way, when I was in Greece, on the island where the volcano erupted, and the volcanic ash preserved eggs from 2,000 years ago, the eggs, according, have not shrunk. And Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef uses that as a proof against the Noid Behuda and the Chassam Sofer, that we don't say Niskatnu Habeyim, based on the scientific discovery that the eggs have not seemed to have shrunk in 2,000 years. Which might make it that's why it's not a full suffik. By a do'iraisa for matzah will definitely be machmer like the Noid Behuda and the Chassam Sofer, no question. We do double up the shurim for achilas matzah medairaisa. But not for everything do we entertain the possibility that niskatnu habeyim. The Mishabru's conclusion by Hilchos Pesach is for the Iraisas we do, for Drabanans we don't. That might be part of it. In other words, I don't know if I would have said exactly like the Shevet HaLevi that it's a svek sveka and therefore you could make a bracha. Could be that we don't necessarily entertain always the possibility of niskatnu habeyim. L'chumra midoiraisa we will. Will we do it even for a bracha? I don't know, maybe from here we see not. Anyway, let's see, Gimel. If you eat less than a kezayis, some say you don't need netilah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, pachas mikezayis, dezelei chashivah chilaf leinim berachas hamazon. This doesn't need netilah even for benching. V'hinei hataz pasak kein ledina, de'in tzarach netilah. V'chein hudas habach. V'chein hiskim hagra, v'haber keyoyse, v'hivi kei mishim harash batz. Wow, the Bach, the Gra, the Chida, they say you don't have to wash your hands less than a kezayis. The Das Halachim Chamutz Magen Rabbi El Yerabba V'Oyd Achrim Da'av Baruch Muzad Dina Kaparus Mikabeya B'Yitol Yadav V'Lo Yivarach. but many big achroinim lechem chamuda is magin Avram. The Ali Rabbi say you do. We al kein lechachila nochin lahachmer baza. So it's a chumrah to wash your hands even less than a kazayas. What are you eating exactly less than a kazayas? I don't know. You're nibbling. You're making. You're tasting it. Veda, the shir kazayas is talking to Til Kol Yamu Afilam Hayim Yipuru and Dakin Mitzdarfin. The shir of kazayas that you need to wash your hands is even tiny crumbs if they add up to kazayas. Vim Haya Kabeya Shleima Mehapirurim. If the crumbs add up to a kabeya, Tzarech Levarech Al Natila Gamkin. You have to make a bracha on the Natila. Im Acha Ma'ad Pas Lamatik Harifas Hashtia. Let's say you're drinking something very sharp. Something very sharp. Like schnapps. And you need to eat a little bread to soften the potency of the schnapps. But oifin hamavar lekametz in rib. The ain sarach levarach hamoitzi. And now in this case, you don't have to make a bracha of hamoitzi because you're only eating the pas. It's nigrar achar the shsia mishum davet tafel hashsia. Yesh armim degam netil sedayim in sarach. Some say you don't even have to wash your hands. Afim yesh by kabeya. Yesh armim de tzarech ayin el yaraba. Some say even if you eat an entire Rebbe Shechala, you don't even have to make a moitzi, you don't have to wash your hands. Some say you do. Less than a kezayis, says Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to wash even l'chachila. Even the gra is makel anyway. The chanal, ach b'kezayis, oy b'kabeya yito yadav. You should wash your hands. Okay? We'll hold it over here. Unbelievably, Monday, we're going to do the halachas of washing for karpas. Simen Sif Dalid is mamish, the halachas of karpas. And by the way, it's one of the only times the Mishnah Berurah was ever chayzer. Do you know that? There is a footnote in the newer editions of Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah retracted something. Okay, hang in there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.